Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots tuned in across the inland Pacific Northwest, the Spokane and Coeur d'Alene areas on 96.5 FM, on the AM dial at 630, listening on Liberty Broadcasting System services, and all of you out there in the live streaming audience outside the wire in occupied territory, you're in our thoughts and prayers. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and my name is your name, too. If you cherish liberty and our heritage, and you're willing to roll up your sleeves and fight for it. Thank you guys once again for tuning in. I hope you had a blessed week. And we've got several things to cover here, and I'm going to go fast. What a week of demonic activity in our country. This is your 30-minute weekly blast of truth, encouragement, motivation, and analysis, covering topics in the American Redoubt and all things Americanism and conservative Christian topics here at the Voice of the American Redoubt. Now, this week, sadly, but we're also very grateful for God's grace. There was an assassination attempt on several congressmen, specifically targeted because they are Republicans, because they hold conservative values. That's what we're going to talk about this morning. But first, I want to remind you guys to go, if you have not done so already, for the polls for choosing. You get to choose the state flag and the state seal for Liberty State. Hopefully the 51st state. Now Puerto Rico wants to be a state. The state of Jefferson, Puerto Rico, and now Eastern Washington are all vying to be the 51st, 52nd, and 53rd state. They all want to be the 51st state. We'll see. 73% are in favor of Eastern Washington breaking the chains of tyranny from Western Washington, forming its own state right down the ridgeline of the Cascades. So, there's going to be a state flag. Go to Liberty, or correction, go to patriotpolls.org, make your voice known. And also, don't forget, coming up June 30th and July 1st and 2nd, Friday through Sunday, up at Marble, is the God and Country, the annual God and Country celebration. And if you go to marblecountry.org or .com, you'll be able to learn more about that. I know a lot of you guys are signing up for that. And that will also be linked from our highlights and resources posting here at radiofreeredoubt.com. So this week, a gunman with an AK-47, reportedly, in a gun-free zone, opens fire, fires 50 rounds, apparently, or approximately 50 rounds. No one killed. It's miraculous. By a leftist gunman. The communist revolutionaries are going operational. I want to talk about that and appeal to the Christian soldiers out there to be prepared to defend life, to defend your communities. This gunman was stopped only because other good people with guns who were armed stopped him. It takes an armed person to stop a determined armed assailant. And in this case, he was stopped by people who were also armed, willing to step up and confront evil, bent on taking lives. So what we saw afterward, we saw the left. We saw the vitriolic hate coming from the left, all waving their banner in the air, fighting against hate. And that is the true source that we see where hate is coming from. No sooner did the news break that the gunman shot Representative Steve Scalise, who is a congressman, he's a Republican out of Louisiana, left-wing Twitter users began celebrating the attack. Also, two Capitol Police were shot, as well as a congressional staffer. Maybe even more. There's an activist and a media personality, Tariq Nasheed, indicated support for the shooting on Twitter, saying, "So, Steve Scalise, who once spoke at a white supremacist event sponsored by David Duke, Google it, was shot today in Alexandria." Author Malcolm Harris joked that the shooter may have simply been acting in self-defense by saying, "If the shooter has a serious health condition, then is taking pot shots at the GOP House leadership, shouldn't that be considered self-defense?" Another Twitter user says, "Police stops middle-aged white man with a gun in Alexandria. When will the ban on them people come from the White House?" Alexandria is the direct result of Scalise's vote and teabagging beliefs. In other words, conservative beliefs that the government should spend within its means and protect the rights of the citizens and not violate the Constitution. Those are the fundamental Tea Party beliefs. Responsible spending and follow the Constitution. And respect the rights, the constitutional rights, the God-given rights of the people. Now, but if you believe that, you're a teabagger and you're deserving of being shot. And here this Twitter writes, "I love karma. This is what you vote for, Trumpsters. No whining." What? Because of his teabagging beliefs, he's deserving of being shot. Representative Scalise got exactly what he votes for. Bummer or karma, either way, good for him. And somebody says, "Before I get all weepy about Alexandria, the shooting here, I'd like to know the NRA and gun control record of those politicians. Often we reap what we sow." So because they are pro-gun, they are pro-NRA, they're deserving of this shooting, which is carried out by a socialist radical who got his hands on a gun. Fortunately, his aim was lousy. And somebody writes in the National Review, "It did not take very long to get from punch a Nazi to assassinate a congressman. A great deal of spittle has been deployed in the debate over whether or to what extent the left's recent indulgence of this penchant for violent rhetoric can be linked to the shooting of Representative Steve Scalise and other members of a Republican congressional baseball team by an angry Democrat activist and Bernie Sanders partisan. But the relevant question here is not violent rhetoric, but violence itself." Of course, violent rhetoric is going to lead to violence, right? They've been calling for it for how long? The violence at Berkeley and Middlebury did not lead to the shooting in Alexandria. They are part of the same phenomenon. The American left has embraced political violence. Yes, they have, and they continue to. Meanwhile, Trump is being assassinated on a regular basis in a play called Julius Caesar in New York. And it is hailed as a masterpiece by Fareed Zakaria from CNN. So now we have this Shakespeare play with the likeness of Donald Trump and this Fareed Zakaria from CNN hails it as a masterpiece. Interesting, Delta Airlines and Bank of America withdrew their funding, their financial support. It's also interesting that Delta is a proud sponsor of the Pride, the hostile and militant homosexual movement in Seattle. They're proud supporters of that, but they're backing away from this. Like, this crosses the line. But what's happening to Fareed? That's a Muslim name, by the way. What's happening to him? So now we have this even from the mainstream media without any repercussions. It's becoming mainstream now to call for the assassination of conservatives. The left is obsessed with the idea of President Trump being assassinated. Kathy Griffin, a couple of weeks ago, did that ISIS-inspired photo shoot holding Trump's severed head dripping with blood. Rapper Snoop Dogg did a rap video where he shot a President Trump lookalike in the head. And is it any wonder now that we have people arming themselves, other militant groups claiming to be being preparing themselves to arm themselves? And right after that, the GOP received threatening emails. One in particular stating, after the reports of the congressman being shot, another congresswoman, Claudia Tenney from New York, received threatening emails with the subject line, "One down, 216 to go." How is this possible that there are no repercussions against this? This is out of control. And this is only the beginning. This is a war between good and evil. This is a demonically inspired conflict. And now, although we war not with carnal weapons, this is a spiritual war. And we fight with the Word of God, with truth, through prayer. But that bleeds over and manifests itself in the physical world sometimes. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing the beginning of a new trend in America. We're seeing leftist communist revolutionaries militarize themselves and actually go operational. Meanwhile, the hypocrites in the Southern Poverty Law Center calling out extremists refuse to address this. The extremist rhetoric, the calls for violence, and even the actions taking out violence. And when they were pressed in a 2011 National Review interview, why are you not also listing hate groups from the left? And finally, this guy Cook from the SPLC says, well, we're really not set up to cover the extreme left. Well, first of all, he admits that there is an extreme left just by that statement. And they're intentionally refusing to cover it. This is gross negligence. And it is hypocritical. They are showing themselves to be purely a communist leftist propaganda piece that the FBI fortunately dropped as a subject matter expert group to come in and brief them on domestic terror threats a couple of years ago. And now this is going to start covering in other areas. Indiana State Police are reporting a truck which was flying the Make America Great Again flag was fired upon while traveling down I-465 just outside of Indianapolis. We see more and more of these organizations calling for violence. And even locally, our own Representative Matt Shea is no stranger to hostility with threats. This was left on Representative Matt Shea's assistant's voicemail to be delivered to Representative Matt Shea. And this was during the Malheur incident, while Matt Shea went with a delegation of elected officials to go down to Malheur to ensure that there would not be a repeat of a Waco-type incident, to find a peaceful resolution to that situation so that no one would be harmed. And the time that he left, no one had been harmed, not up until the point where Lavoie Finicum was gunned down. So while he was on this trip with this delegation to make sure things didn't escalate and to find a peaceful resolution for this, and to also examine some of the overreaches and even some of the potential illegal actions of the BLM, and there were many, this threat came in to Representative Matt Shea's office. You're going to see more and more of this. Not just threatening the representatives, but threatening anybody. Drive down the road with a truck with the wrong bumper sticker or flying the wrong flag. The left is militarizing. And Christian patriots, it's time to realize that a war is coming in this country. It is hard to grasp. But everything we see on the political and social landscape, not to mention the economic crisis that's looming, is pointing toward a coming civil war in this country once again. That's hard to grasp. But once the reality of it sets in, and once it starts going into motion, it's a long, arduous process to return to peace. But in the process, many, many people are harmed. It's time for you as Christians to start preparing yourselves to protect and defend life, liberty, and property once again. Not because you're looking for a fight, but because the fight's coming, whether you want it to or not, and you have a duty. We'll be back in a minute.
Your office in Spokane is going to suffer an armed occupation, and we're going to take it over, okay? Why don't you tell your boy there that he better cool his ass right now? You want to chase around the sheriff's wife and children there? Remember, we can do it here, too. Matt Shea lives in our community. He's a f***ing treasonous piece of though. And you know what? I can't wait till his comes back to Spokane. Because you know what? You don't need to be supporting terrorists. You're insane. You know that, right? Absolutely insane. It's coming, dude. Don't be threatening the rest of the community and your own government. There's a lot of people like me that are not going to tolerate your anymore. All you Republicans. All. You better get your out. I hope you told them to get out of there. That's what I think. I hope you. And your needs to get out of there too. You represent me. You're insane.
You're listening to John Jacob Schmidt at 630 kilohertz on KTRW Spokane.
The world is caught in an era of socialist expansion. Most of the nations are affected. And America is a target. In fact, the number one target of both the socialist and the communist. If we permit our great system to crumble through the apathy of our citizenship, we shall lose not only our freedom, but our prosperity and our still brighter future.
This is Matt Shea with your daily news commentary, the way I see it. The 51st state, Liberty State, there are a lot of myths going around, and one of them is that it's unconstitutional to split a state. Well, that's simply ridiculous. Article 4, Section 3 of the United States Constitution says that no new state shall be formed or erected within the jurisdiction of any other state without the consent of the legislatures of the states concerned, as well as of the Congress. So all it takes is a vote of the House and Senate at both the national and state level to make it happen, and it's happened before. 1792 Kentucky, 1820 Massachusetts, 1863 West Virginia, and this is not to mention on the world stage, Catalan, Scotland, Ireland, and Brexit. You see, reestablishing boundaries to better represent the values, traditions, cultures, and customs of a people is actually a very normal phenomenon and the proper way to protect and preserve those beliefs for generations to come. At least, that's the way I see it. This is Matt Shea. Thank you for listening. Paid for by the committee to elect Matt Shea Republican.
back at Radio Free Redoubt. The American Redoubt is the safe haven and fallback position for God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots who see the coming wave of anti-Americanism. They want to pull back to a safe place. The American Redoubt is it. Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, Eastern Oregon, and Liberty. Thank you guys for tuning in. This segment is brought to you by RiverfrontSuites.com. If you need a place to get away, go to beautiful St. Mary's, Idaho, which is the Riverfront Suites located right there in St. Mary's, just 50 yards from the river dock. They've got 7 furnished suites and beautiful little sleepy town. Go check it out. RiverfrontSuites.com. Now, as we are talking about the increasing violence directed against God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, those that are fighting for traditional American heritage are becoming the enemy, and the hostilities are growing as they are also importing hostile elements, Muslims that are bent on carrying out cultural jihad by their own words. And now we see that type of increasing rhetoric coming against Christian patriots. So I want to cover some things here real quick, because this weekend, or during this week, earlier this week, there was a birthday that we celebrated. The U.S. Army, created by the Continental Congress on June 14th, 1775. Now, we talk about Christian patriots preparing, potentially even for armed conflict, not to offend, but to defend, to preserve life, liberty, and property, to stand against oppression, and to protect the defenseless. That's what we're called to do, to make sure that justice is done, to stand in the gap. And some people, you're talking about Christians arming themselves. That's not very Christian. No, that's not very modern Western Christian. But it is our heritage. The next day, after June 14, 1775, when godly men realized the danger we were in the United States, what would become the United States, the very next day, George Washington was elected the commander-in-chief and soon issued orders that set the tone for the military, including one set of orders declaring this. I quote, "The blessings and protection of heaven are at all times necessary, but especially so in times of public distress and danger. The general hopes and trusts that every officer and man will endeavor so to live and act as becomes a Christian soldier defending the dearest rights and liberties of this country." That was our first commander-in-chief. Those words are timeless. Christian soldiers, act in a way that's becoming of you. Be prepared. The protection of heaven are at all times necessary, but especially so in times of public distress and danger. And that's where we are right now. And we have a duty. Those of us who have that warrior spirit, those of us who are soldiers, those of us who are watchers, to be aware and to warn others. It is our duty. That's glum. It's fear-mongering. It's, okay, hold on. Zip your lips. Ezekiel 33 says, "But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and a sword comes and takes a person from them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood I will require from the watchman's hand." You get that? It is our duty, those of us who are watchmen, who see the sword coming, to warn. Oh, yeah, but you're talking about picking up arms and doing unchristian things. The Bible is full of examples. Nehemiah chapter 4, read it. The Israelites had been sent back from captivity to rebuild Jerusalem. They were rebuilding their lives with the sanction of the civil ruler, King Artaxerxes. This was not in a wartime scenario. It was closer to a racial integration scenario where racists wanted to kill them. Now, these were citizens, not soldiers. Nehemiah 4:13 says the people stationed people by families around the city. They were not trained soldiers or law enforcement officers. They were merely concerned residents and settlers, citizens, not professional soldiers or law enforcement agents. Note that these families were armed with their swords, their spears, and their bows. This is a situation where they are willing to apply lethal force to defend themselves. Let's briefly discuss swords, spears, and bows. Swords and daggers killed Ehud, Amasa, and 80 priests. At longer ranges, we know bows and slings killed men like Goliath, King Joram, King Ahab. Spears killed men like Asahel, Absalom, and the Israelite man in the Midianitish woman, and many others. These are handguns, shotguns, and rifles. These are implements of lethal force. In fact, at close range, a sword is more deadly than a handgun. These ancient weapons are as deadly as their modern counterparts. Note that they're carrying these weapons for personal defense and civil defense, and these are assault weapons. Namely, the same types of weapons the armies would use for offensive purposes. And why wouldn't they want assault weapons? For those weapons are the most effective weapon for defending oneself. Why would you not want to use the best tools available for the task at hand? And what are they defending themselves? The crime of unlawful racist murder, hate crimes. They're defending their lives and their homes. Nehemiah 4:14 specifically says, "Fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. It is good and right to defend your family, even using lethal force weapons." In self-defense, these citizens did not merely own weapons. Rather, where they perceived a risk of harm to their persons, they carried their weapons with them, as many people legally carried weapons with them today for the purpose of self-protection. Join us tomorrow night, 8 p.m., for our weekly podcast. God bless.